This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Democratic nominee for Colorado's 1st Congressional District is reflecting on her response to the Boulder firebombing. Mehlat Quiros faced backlash during the primary for not calling the attack anti-Semitic.
I wish I could have conveyed in that moment better the horror and tragedy of what had happened and specifically the impact it had on the Jewish community.
She said she's committed to combating hate of any kind. Colorado's attempt at mid-cycle redistricting may not be done yet. The state Supreme Court ruled against efforts to redraw Colorado's congressional districts to be more favorable to Democrats. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says that may not be the end of things.
We're still analyzing what that decision by the Colorado Supreme Court means in terms of whether there's any runway or legal mechanism to do mid-cycle redistricting.
Redistricting typically happens once a decade. Several states committed to mid-cycle redistricting after Texas changed their maps last year at the request of President Trump to favor Republicans. The Cherry Creek School District has announced how much it spent on its investigation into the former superintendent and his wife. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Denver Gazette reports records obtained under Colorado's Open Records Act show taxpayers spent just over $65,000 on the investigation. It found Chris Smith and his wife likely violated district policy by billing the district for some personal travel. The investigation was approved for up to $250,000. The district is still withholding detailed legal bills, saying they contain confidential legal information. Transparency advocates say those bills are usually public records, and any confidential details can simply be blacked out. I'm Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Scattered showers and storms remain possible across the Front Range this afternoon. This is CPR News.